Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how we felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Good evening. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's December 27th, 2015, my last show for the year. I'm so excited. I have a caller on the line already. I had a really pumped up week. Did a lot of volunteering in the community here in the city of Lake Worth with the homeless on Christmas Day. And LaShonda from Riviera Beach drove down with a lot of donations with purses and hygiene products, and we had clothes and we had sandwiches, and really, really cool stuff is going on with Plan for Fitness. We are out on the streets of Palm Beach County. Let me bring on my guest. Welcome, caller. Welcome to Plan for Fitness.
Good evening.
What's your location, sir?
I'm in South Florida.
Mr. Hess, welcome back to Plan for Fitness. There are people already buzzing here on Facebook and Twitter. You've been on the show many, many times. It's our 10th year together, and we recently did a progress report to see how wonderful you're doing. You're a transition from nursing home neglect. And so we really had a report card last time. Let's talk about how you're feeling going into 2016. You're currently living alone. Do you want to tell the listeners what your experience has been and how you've come past almost being one of the forgotten ones, and the sadness that, and the stories that we see on the news of neglect and abuse is a real thing. Go ahead, Mr. Hess.
Well, it's the last show of the year, and I was reflecting back on the year. And over the years, we've come from nursing homes and not being able to walk and walking in ups and downs. But it's people, if you have anybody you really care for, just don't leave them out there. I know the nursing homes may be the easy way to go at times. You put people in, they're taken care of, but are they? I mean, yeah, they hold a Christmas party and they're out there for an hour and have some light in their life and then back to your room. And they'll do the same thing on New Year. And
I think that's a great point to make, Mr. Hess, because I think we've been in many in this county, more than we'd like to have visited, and some of them are so beautiful, how they're decorated, and there seems to be a lot of staff, and then you walk through the halls, and we're not saying it's happening in every place, but this is about awareness. Mr. Hess, I know you can attest to it. This episode is definitely about being in the solution, but also bringing the awareness of the sadness that people incur in these types of places and how they're treated. You now live alone, and, you know, it's been 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on call for me, ladies and gentlemen, because I trust no one except for me to respond as fast. I call 911 if we need medical attention or Mr. Hess. But if you wait for the nursing agency to respond, how long will that take? So we're going to give it a go again in 2016 with a new nursing agency.
Unfortunately, it takes too long.
It really does. But we're trying to be positive for this year. We did consultation. And for people that want to know a little bit more about Plan for Fitness, it's www.planforfitnessradio.com. This has been, you know, quite the experience for you. You've been in studio. You've been to everyone. You've been on the tube. You're quite a ham. But what people take away with you is the message. People that live alone and have limited family, even if your family's alive, you may be estranged or not in contact, and you're truly alone. You might have a cool neighbor or a good friend. Tell the listeners, Hess, what it's like. You're now 69, and I know it feels good because your apartment's looking pretty good. We're looking to upgrade you again this year. But don't you feel proud? Because everything in there is yours. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you're taken from one extreme to the other, the highs and lows of life. You're in a nursing home. Nothing is yours. And you sometimes have to even beg to get a little more food. This way, if I don't have food, it's on me. And my life is on me. I don't have to ask anybody else. And I mean, I've always been very independent, as most people have. And then you're put in the little box and you're asked to run around like the little, you know, animal on the treadmill. You play their game. I play my own game. I go out.
Yeah,
there are limitations. I mean, I've got a lot of things that have gone wrong with me. And, of course, the dialysis limits you, but you still go out. You can go out your front door and look at the sunshine and say, what a beautiful day it is today.
What a nice message. What a really nice message. We've had a tough year.
It beats going to the front door and asking, can you open the door so I can go outside?
Wait a second, and I want you to repeat that. Stand by for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arthur Hess has been my client for 10 years. He's a diabetic neuropathy patient, cardiac pulmonary issues, and he's been very, very complex, but he is a reward. And his message tonight is to be independent. He is a transition from nursing home neglect. He took care of his mother till she passed on. They lived in the family home. There's people tuning in tonight that this is what they can relate to. And then they took them both to the nursing home. Mr. Hess, repeat what you just said.
Well, you know, it's one thing. You know, it may be a nice facility and look nice, but you want to go out and get some fresh air, you have to go to the front desk. Can you open the front door so I can go out? And then they won't always let you out. Living by yourself, nobody locks me in my front door. I can walk out and look at the sunshine and appreciate
the day. I have the key. I have the key. I get to come and go as I wish, but it is for safety. And, you know, we will continue on 2016. I'm calling it a semi-retirement. I will still be on call 7/24, but I will go down to 3 days a week, and we are going to focus, and Plan for Fitness is going to be taking off. And we're going to be doing extra things in the community. Mr. Hess, I want to thank you for...
And that's as it should be.
Thank you, sir. I also want to thank you for a moment. I think
people should realize when you talk about going out with clothes, going out with sandwiches, you are not funded by anybody. This is stuff that
Yes.
People either donate to you as far as the clothes, and we go out and we get bread, we make sandwiches, and people don't realize there's a great need. The last people you went out to and you handed them a couple of sandwiches, oh, thank you, we haven't eaten in 3-4 days.
Well, you know, Mr. Hess, we had a...
For a rich country, that is so heart-rendering.
Listen, it is very sad. And, you know, even though you can't walk up to the person yet, that should be your goal for 2016. When you're handing the person the sandwich or a clean shirt, for me, I mean, I grew up, I did training, I worked in gyms, I did secretary, I did all kinds of stuff. You know me for years, plus many 10 years. And my passion has always now been radio. But now I'm branching out, and you have been a good support, and you have gone out, and you've been out in the truck, and you've seen, and you've also given out of your refrigerator. And so for that, we are closing shortly. I'm getting an alert soon for ending the episode, but I wanted to say thank you because you have shown that you care, and you have seen the homeless, and you have been locked down in a facility when people don't deserve to have to ask to go outside, and we know that they do it for safety. But realistically, you also have to ask to eat and shower. Yeah, correct.
I understand they have to do their thing and for safety, but what does it do to you as an individual? I mean, I'm not 4 years old anymore. I have to ask permission again.
Yeah.
And that is really a very despondent way to live.
Good message, Mr. Hess. I want to thank you again for coming back on the talk show. It's been many years. It's a great message. Plan for Fitness is available. If you have a loved one in a nursing home, if you're out of state, have a friend go visit them. If you need me to personally go do it, you can call me directly on the talk show line, area code 561-856-0100. Mr. Hess, I wish you health and happiness in 2016.
Yes, I hope the new year brings everybody some happiness. The other stuff comes, but that's only, monetary and whatever. It can't replace the good things that happen in your life.
Well said, well said. And two, I still want to recognize LaShonda. I know I hit her up on Facebook and it was last minute, but I want to recognize this young lady driving down from Riviera Beach with purses packed full of hygiene products. I mean, beautiful things. And these people were, you know, waiting to go into rehab. And, I mean, some of them could barely hold a conversation, but they needed hygiene products. And we provided that for them. And it was through a team. And I just felt very grateful that she took the time because many ladies gave. And they gave quality items. And it was well needed. So, Mr. Hess, you saw me with the cart. You've seen me do this before. It was Christmas Day I went out. We still have some airtime. Do you want to tell the listeners about the vision of me pushing the cart with the donations?
Oh, yeah. Look, you have a light to your spirit. And your spirit, you're touching others. That's why they give. And if you can see the look on some of these people, because most people walk by them and look at them like they're garbage on the street. When somebody cares, their faces light up. If somebody actually cares that I'm alive, because they don't get that too much.
That's a really good point. And as I said before, I think realistically, I think even the focus for you, and we talk about spirit, is this year coming, is for you to come out with me and you will, because you've seen it, but I want you to get into it. And this is the blessing. This is what we're talking about tonight. I have Scott Bernstein. He's been a guest speaker many times. I certainly want to give a shout out to him. He may be on a mission, so usually he always calls in. But I definitely want to recognize him. He is a teacher for many of us, and he goes and rescues people from human trafficking. Mr. Hess, you've heard him on the air many a times. He's a powerful speaker. So
yes, he is.
I'm surprised I haven't heard from him, but I respect him, and he will be back on the air with me in 2016.
Yeah, like I said, we give best hope for a good year.
Mr. Hess, do you also want to, the listeners right now, if you could say anything to a family member that is maybe not close to somebody that is in a facility, we know that you should, you know, have a visitor, but is there anything that you want to say? Because sometimes, and we know somebody who passed away last year in the nursing home, all she wanted to do was leave and go live with her daughter. And the sadness, we both still cry over. She was such a free spirit, and she had her private room. She was very blessed, but she felt trapped. What could you tell a family member that might be considering choosing to keep them in the house versus the nursing home?
Well, you know, sometimes the people feel nursing home is the only option. I don't agree with that. I had my grandfather with me, and he was 104 with many relatives. Oh, put him in the home, put him in. Would never do that. I mean, if you live your life, you should be able to appreciate life. And just to be sucked away in a place, if that is the only option, at least go visit the people. At least let them know every Saturday, every Sunday, they're going to get a 10, 15-minute phone call, if not at least a visit, that somebody cares. Oh, I'm still alive. I'm still out here, and I'm still kicking.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people in the nursing homes, they already feel like they're buried. That
powerful message. It is
a prevalent attitude, and the despondency and the despair in these places.
I am happy to report that you are not there anymore, praise God. And also for your independence and what you have achieved and maintained throughout this whole year. You've completed the year's lease. The landlord says sign again. Our goal is to continue to upgrade and make it even better for you. And so that's, you know, we still have a little work to do, and we'll always be working. But a message for the listeners, check on your loved ones. Even if you have a friend that you know, there's younger people in nursing homes too and assisted living. And my girlfriend was in North Carolina, and her poor mother suffered. But because she went and checked on her, you know, she monitored it, but she recently lost her. And, you know, Mr. Hess, I know you're aware of the situation. She's one of my oldest friends, Pam Jesmer. I would see the pictures of the mother, and she wanted to keep her, but so overwhelmed by the medical care that she needed. And I think that's really, you know, part of why I invited you back on the talk show to say, hey, where do you draw the line? Because the nursing agency, they're going to come and help you, but it's going to be limited.
Yes, it is limited.
Yes. So the name of the game is to be positive, have a good therapist, have some spirituality in your life, have gratitude, do service work, because the service work, even for me, and, you know, a lot of people say, you know, you're really not making that much money, Debbie. And I said, well, you know what? One day it's going to pay off, and I'm happy doing what I do. Because Christmas Day, you know, has for me, Basically, you're my family. We have a couple other people in our circle, but it's fun for me to go. It was fun
yes.
for me, you know. And it's humble. It was hot, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We're down here in South Florida. It's 85 degrees. So, you know, I was walking, and I was tired, you know. I was out there for at least an hour, but I was grateful.
Well, you know, I never told you many years ago, because of my grandfather's advanced age. Oh, you should have a nursing agency come in and make it easier on you. And the nurse came in, and she looked at my grandfather, and she looked at me, and she said, "He's 102? I said, "Yes, he is." "Oh, from what I saw, I didn't expect this." You know, they come in with a negative attitude.
Well, because
you've gotten a bit old doesn't mean you should be put on a shelf.
I like that. And, you know, too, again, ladies and gentlemen, we've had many. We don't have much comment on any particular agency. Our experiences are our own, but we're going to try a new one this year. I respect your nephrologist and the team over there at the dialysis center. They're doing a good job.
Yes, they are.
They really are. And we're gonna take their advice, and we asked. We'll go forward, and I think realistically, as a trainer and a therapist, I want to take you back off the walker, and we're at a resistant stage. And for the people that are tuning in, if you are a trainer or a therapist, your method is your own. And if you need to call in an assistant, whatever you need to do to help the client, take them to the next level. And it's, you know, it's sometimes I get very sad, Hess, you know, because I want you to be in a different place than you are now, but you're doing good. You are doing good. You're taking your trash out every day. You're doing your laundry. You can cook for yourself. You know when to take your medicine. You take a bath every single day. You do a wipe down in your house with Lysol. And ladies and gentlemen, I am all over him. Hess, you know, we still have a couple minutes. I know I'm kind of a trooper with this. I'm sorry. Sometimes I know I'm tough, but I do love you. And I want you to be well. Can you tell the listeners what it's like to be in your own atmosphere where you do have your own schedule? Because when you live in a room with a person that doesn't go to the bathroom, either if they're going in the bed or in a diaper, that is a horrible thing to live with, and screaming. Now
yeah.
you have the ability to do all, basically kind of your home chores. You know, we know if we have to team up, we team up, but doesn't that make you feel good?
Well, somebody once said, little victories, they're all victories. Being able to clean for myself, being able to bathe for myself, being able to come in and say, oh, this is what I want to wear today, not, here, wear this. It's
very
little victories, but it adds up to a very positive thing.
Good, Hess. That's a very, very good message. Many, many years together, you and I, many studios, you've seen me, you know, just have so much love for this. And you've been a big part of Plan for Fitness. You've been at events, and you've met many pretty exciting people that care about us too. They care about what we do. And if their family or their friends were in trouble, they would know.
Yeah.
Definitely. That I will be on location. And what we've witnessed, you know, we don't discuss. We can only say we're here for awareness. If your people are in an assisted living or nursing home, get your butts there and check on them. And if you can't, send your friends or somebody. There's never an excuse for them not to have a visit. And I think that's important. And also, what the show is about is get them out, because they're not going to be productive. If they're dying, they're going to go to hospice. Let them live until the doctor says take them to hospice. Don't you think that's right, Mr. S?
Yeah.
And,
well,
and
when my mother got to a point where she could, they took her to a hospice because they knew she wouldn't last long, so.
For the listeners that may just be tuning in, Mr. Arthur Hess is calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. I'm in Palm Beach, Florida. And we're talking about recovery from nursing home neglect and independent transition. Hess, you're 69 years old now, living on your own. You can eat when you want. You can sleep when you want. You still have me coming in and out, but you feel safe. And also for the listeners, one of the scariest and most important part of the job is having to call EMS. Mr. Hess, would you like to share with the listeners what your experience has been when we had to call the medics briefly?
Well, I've had a lot of problems. We've had to call a number of times. They come in with a very negative attitude. And I hate to be negative. It is not my way. But, I mean, the last time I went to the hospital, I knew I was having chest pains. They kept me for a couple of days. Oh, you're fine. Go home. I was back 10 days later. Finally got somebody to listen. I had a 90% blockage. That didn't happen in a week. It was there the first time I went in. But a lot of the health staff has a very negative attitude.
Stop you there, and that's a good explanation. We are coming down on time. First and foremost, certainly want to recognize all EMS. We're down to 90 seconds.
They do a very difficult job.
Stand by, Mr. Hess. We're down to 60 seconds. We also want to recognize the EMS and the fire rescue. They have been good to us. We're here to explain our experience, our strength, and our hope. And we are going into 2016 with a positive attitude. Mr. Hess, thank you for coming back on the air with me. Everybody, good night. This is Plan for Fitness.
One final word. A very healthy and happy New Year's to everybody.
Stand by. We're down to 30 seconds. Thank you, Mr. Hess, so much. Happy 2016 to everybody. God bless you. Stay tuned for the next episode of Plan for Fitness.
Good night.